Apollo and Marsyas, puffed cheeks. Mortal humans were not the only beings capable of exhibiting excessive pride. The goddess Athena's injured self-regard led, indirectly, to the downfall of a conceited human called Marsyas. It all began when Athena proudly invented a new musical instrument, which she named the aulos. It was a double-reeded pipe of what we would call the woodwind family, not unlike the modern oboe or cor anglais. It is a pleasing coincidence that one of the chief uses of palladium, the element named in Pallas Athene's honour, is in the manufacture of woodwind instruments. Or is it a coincidence? There was one problem with this splendid instrument. Whenever Athena played it, gorgeous as the music that emerged undoubtedly was, it elicited from her fellow Olympians nothing but roars of laughter. There was no way for Athena to get a good sound from it without blowing so hard that her cheeks bulged. To see this goddess, the very personification of dignity, going all pink and swelling up like a bullfrog, was more than her disrespectful family could take without howling out loud. Wise as Athena was, and free, for the most part, of affectation and conceit, she was not entirely without vanity, and could not bear to be mocked. After 3 attempts to win the gods over with the mellifluous sounds of her new instrument, she cursed it, and cast it down from Olympus. The aulos fell to earth in Asia Minor, in the kingdom of Phrygia, near the source of the Meander River, whose winding course lends its name to all mazy, wandering streams, where it was picked up by a satyr called Marsyas. As a follower of Dionysus, Marsyas was gifted with curiosity as well as many more disreputable traits. He dusted the aulos off and blew into it. A small peep was the only result. He laughed and scratched at the tickling buzz in his lips. He puffed and blew hard again until a long, loud, musical note was produced. This was fun. He went on his way blowing and blowing until he could, after a surprisingly short time, play a real tune. Within a month or two, his fame had spread around all of Asia Minor and Greece. He became celebrated as Marsyas the Musical, whose skill on the aulos could make trees dance and stones sing. He revelled in the fame and adulation that his musicianship brought. Like all satyrs, he required little more than wine, women, and song to make him happy, and his mastery of the third ensured a ready supply of the other two. One evening, the fire crackling, Maenads at his feet, gazing up adoringly at him, he called drunkenly to the heavens.
"Hey there, Apollo, you, god of the lyre, you think you're so musical, but I bet if there was a compition, a compension, a condition, what's the word?"
"Competition?" suggested a drowsy Maenad.
"One of them, yes. If there was a, what she said, I'd win. Easy. Hands down. Anyone can strum a lute. Boring. But my pipes beat your strings any day. So there."
The Maenads laughed. Marsyas laughed too, belched, and fell into a contented sleep.